Hello, folks. This is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4. It's always a pleasure to do this announcement for you. I have a bunch of different miscellaneous things to cover for you. I want to announce that the Carroll County Visitor Center in Westminster will be open starting August 11th, Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. They will be exercising the CDC guidelines with the mask policy as well. Our ladies will be there ready to answer questions, help you develop plans on your trips, what sites to see and activities to go engage in the county. There's lots of stuff in Carroll County to do, especially now as the summer's coming to an end, basically, and the fall will be approaching. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff to do. So maybe go there and start researching on things you can do as the weather starts to cool off. Also, I'm always happy to bring updates from Recs and Parks, and Director Jeff Daggett loves supplying me with this information, one of my favorite things. This is a great county of open space. We do our fishing derbies and fishing events. Late night fishing held the first Friday each month through November at Piney Run Park. 6 p.m. to midnight is going on. The park's annual Big Fish Contest continues through the end of November. Biggest fish caught in 2020 wins $1,000 with an additional $500 if you break the all-time record. So if you got there and fish and get a very large fish, usually a gigantic rockfish, you could walk away with $1,500 and enjoying outdoor recreational activities. We are almost halfway through the contest, and the current big fish for 2020 is a striped bass weighing in at 14.66 pounds, measuring 33 inches. Piney Run and Bear Branch Nature Centers reopened on July 31st with limited days open to the public. The centers will be open on regular hours, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, and can provide a much-needed break from the heat when exploring the parks and trails. Going through the woods is nice and shady, and you can get a break from the sunlight and enjoy the nature. Recs and Parks continues throughout the summer with free family events at multiple locations. A calendar of events can be found at the CCRDCPARK, CarrollCountyRecPark.org. Along with other information, programs, trails, and parks, we have a tremendous amount of trails. So please go on to the county website for Recs and Parks and develop a game plan of how you're going to entertain your children, have some fun in the great outdoors, enjoying this lovely county. Also have a notice given to me from the state of Maryland. Thanks to Comptroller Peter Francio, we have Shop Maryland Tax-Free Week, August 9th through 15th. Maryland Retailers Association offers scholarships to students who have helped small business keep their lights on. There's a lot of different partnership with retailers and businesses in the state of Maryland. So if you're getting ready for school and school supplies, all the different things you need for your students, please take advantage of the tax-free week shopping, thanks to Peter Francio, our comptroller. We also have the Hampstead Farmers Market going on August 15th, 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Hampstead Volunteer Fire Department. That's 1341 North Main Street, Hampstead, Maryland. There is no cost, and this is put on by the Hampstead Farmers Market Advisory Committee. I do have a phone number here, 410-239-7408. That's 410-239-7408. That is the Hampstead Farmers Market. Take the opportunity to stop in there and get some fresh grown fruits and vegetables from our lovely county. Also want to talk about what we have on our county website, the C-Click Report. I want to cover that for you so you can access getting things done in our county. It's a wonderful resource. C-Click Report is an easy way for anyone to report non-emergency issues to Carroll County, Maryland while on the go. Use this efficient tool to report concerns such as potholes, damaged street signs, graffiti, street maintenance, street light issues, damaged trees, park maintenance, and more. There's all kinds of things you can utilize this for. Using your phone's GPS, you can help identify the exact location of the problem. And with the use of its camera, you can attach a picture as well. The technology is amazing. We've come a long way since the Polaroid camera. You'll be able to track your issue from the time it is reported until it is resolved. C-Click Report makes it easier than ever to report a problem. You can go to carrollcountymaryland.gov/C-Click Report. This can be accessed on our website. So you get on there, you can look around. I think C-Click Report has a little turning gear wheel. You'll see it on the header, and you can just follow the link until you get to the appropriate spot you need to do your report, and just follow the directions It's a wonderful asset that we've added and gives incredible customer service. And as a businessman, this is something I had strongly emphasized when I first came aboard as a county commissioner, was trying to run the county like a business, and customer service is paramount for the success of a business. And I believe you as constituents and voters of this county deserve the same in running our county government. And we also have here something that Carroll County team starts a successful at-home bakery during the coronavirus pandemic. There you go. You know, we have young entrepreneurs out there starting early. It is Emily Ullman who has put together her own kitchen and has a dream of becoming a baker. She said it is her passion. I love it so much. So, Emily, you pursue your dreams with baking. I know that my grandfather was a baker and a candy maker and loved his art dearly. He brought happiness to people of baking. So, Ms. Ullman, I hope your endeavors with baking and starting your at-home business produces the same happiness it brought to my grandfather. We also have things going on with the Carroll County Library. I got something here called the Hot Dog Man broadcasting to your living room with Carroll County Library employees video entertaining kids. This is wonderful, you know, to have people creative out there doing things. It's Chris Heady. He has mysteriously turned into a hot dog overnight, or so the story goes, and refuses to go into public for fear of people who will want to eat them. Now, that's funny. Kids will love this. Instead, he finds various activities he can do indoors. You know, and of course, this is geared towards our children who have been stuck indoors with the pandemic and limited in the stuff they do. So please refer to Carroll County Library and look for the videos. Fun with Mr. Chris through the library Facebook pages. You can share it. It's colorful, engaging content for children and their families to watch while staying inside during a pandemic. I can't thank these individuals enough for having their creativity to help children, especially this individual, Mr. Chris Heady, the hot dog man. It's quite funny, and I look forward to children enjoying it. Well, that's about it. You know, we have been fairly limited on what we can and cannot do as county employees and county officials and the residents in general throughout the county. You know, this has been a very trying time on all of us. And like I said, you know, the hot dog man, stuff like that. We're all trying to be very creative on how to pass our times and maintain our sanity and get through all this. But we will get through this. And I appreciate everyone's patience with it. And there's anything I, as your county commissioner, can do for you, please feel free to contact my office, leave a message, let us know what the issues are that you face with the county and how we may help you. I'll be more than happy to help you. It's a tremendous honor as a county official to serve the public, especially during these trying times. And it's important for all of us to offer some kindness and understanding to one another so that we can get through this. And before you know it, this will be all over with and we'll have our lives back to normal and hopefully have our children back in school and our children playing sports. All these things are vitally important for the well-being of our children and their future development. Education and physical activity are paramount for their future success. Once again, this is Eric Boucher, your County Commissioner in District 4, and it is a tremendous honor to serve you. Thank you very much, and God bless.